Today's reading scripture is 2 Timothy 2:20-21. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he'll be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
I'm so happy. I'm so delighted. I am standing on this altar by the grace of God and a deep love of the shepherd. I can feel them well in my heart. My shepherd, I love you. My shepherd, from the depths of my heart, I give you my thanks. As I deliver this message, please harbor me in your heart. I would like to give glory to Father God, and I would like to be a joy to you, Father. Joy to you, my shepherd. I would like to share this grace with all the people. Thank you, my shepherd. And Mrs. Bonglim Lee, you always pray for mommy members around the world. Thank you. And Mrs. Bonglim Lee, you are our example, and I will follow you well. Thank you. And Pastor Sujin Lee, you always take care of us with love, and all the pastors of this church, and Levi workers. And I would like to give thanks to all the congregation of this church for your great love and prayer. And all the members of my men who are watching this service on GCN, thank you. Beloved Shepherd showed us the love of Father God in leadership conference in July. And Father God blessed us through our shepherd to help us make up our mind. And there was summer retreat where the power of the shepherd was manifested to change the weather, adjust the temperature, and heavenly wind. In this summer retreat, Father God blessed us with the power of recreation and works of great explosion, even by adjusting temperature. The whole country was like 36 in Celsius, but we enjoyed the summer retreat in 22 and 23, and Father God blessed us this much greatly. I give thanks to the shepherd who shows us great wonders and signs and the power of recreation all the time. Let's give all thanks to our Father God. And my shepherd, thank you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work." It is Apostle Paul's word to his beloved disciple and spiritual son Timothy. Our shepherd is also leading his spiritual son and daughters in spirit to be sanctified every day so that they can be prepared for every good work and preciously used for the kingdom of God. So how grateful we are because we can run with a more longing heart for holiness thanks to this love of the shepherd. In April last year, I've been overtaxing myself to do mission works. but my strength has been drained from all over my body, and I felt groggy. But by the earnest prayer of the shepherd for three times, I was able to quickly recover my health. Through this refinement, I looked back on myself and came to pray more humbly. And I deeply experienced the grace of the Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. I'm so thankful. If you read Senior Pastor's book, Jacob, you can find this word on the back of the book. This book contains the heart of Father God, who we find Jacob in his sons, who succeeded the originality from Abraham. When you read this book, what kind of heart and what did you feel? As I read this book, I felt the love of Father God. Because refinement is the love and blessing of Father God. Since Father God loves us, Father God refines us. Father God refines us to give us a blessing. Father God refines us to make us clean and big vessel. So I would like to explain about the reason why I faced the refinement. Since 2010, when the third stage of takeoff began, I prayed to know how I could bear fruit with minimal cost until the great blessing comes in. I thought that it was important to train pastors who could become one with the shepherd by being armed with the word and prayer. I was inspired that it would be the best way to manage Manmin International Seminary in every part of Africa. Father God moved the heart of pastors who had a good heart through the pastor seminar so that I could run MIS in necessary cities through the original voice of the shepherd. So I could open 7 MISs in Kenya and 2 in Uganda. I've been giving lectures in these seminaries for 4 years. Even though it was little in the beginning, but as those pastors hang on to the word of the shepherd, it became life and strength to them, and their churches started to revive. And those pastors shared the message with other pastors, and naturally, more pastors attended MIS. Let's take a look at it. That's the graduation of MIS. You are looking at the pictures of the Bible classes of MIS in various cities in Africa. I traveled around MIS in every area on a regular basis to give lectures. And in March and April this year, I overworked from too many schedules. Last December, I gave lectures in Bungoma MIS. Their pastor Joseph from Butere received great grace. And he received much grace. He prepared pastor seminar and invited me as the speaker. So I led the seminar on March 22nd. On the next day, 23rd, I conducted another pastor seminar in Bihiga. Bishop Nicholas, president of Pastors Association of Kakamega, state of Kenya, heard about this pastor seminar in Butere and Bihiga. These two cities belong to Kakamega state. And I think I told you before, There was a member by the name of Peter of Nairobi Mamun Church who worked in Marshall, a president. Through him, this Nicholas pastor heard about Mamun ministry. So he visited Nairobi Mamun Church. Bishop Nicholas asked me to hold a pastor seminar in Kakamega. So I planned to hold it on April 5th. Even though the schedule was too tight, I couldn't refuse it. So I promised to lead the pastor seminar in April 5th. And Pastor Nicholas attended the seminars which were held in Butere and Bihiga in March 22nd and 23rd. And he received much grace from the power of the shepherd and ministry of Mamun. After two seminars, I came back to Nairobi after 7 hours of travel on 24th. I fly to Korea to meet the shepherd on Easter Sunday, which was April 27th. And I met the shepherd with joy. Right after Easter Sunday, I came back to Nairobi and attended the Friday all-night service. On Sunday, I led the handkerchief prayer meeting in the evening. After the handkerchief prayer meeting, I gave counseling to church members and prayed for them. And then I felt a little bit tired and exhausted. But on the next day, which was Monday, I had to leave for Kakamega for the pastor seminar on April 5th. Even though I was exhausted, I had to go there. On April 6th, I went there, and it took 7 hours again. On April 6th, there were lectures in Bungoma MIS, and the Kakamega state was very close to Bungoma. That's why I had the pastor seminar on April 5th. While preaching the message all day long, I sweated and I got fever. But there were pastors and presidents of many denominations, so I did my best to give the lectures. And I had the conversation with those pastors and presidents. And President Pastor Nicholas promised to come to Bungoma MIS again. So I prepared for the lecture for Bungoma MIS with more heart. And I gave lectures, even though I was tired due to many tight schedules. I found the circular rainbow in the sky and I got strength again and I gave thanks to God. After Bungoma MIS lectures, I came back to Nairobi, which took 7 hours again. Now I was exhausted and my strength has been drained. I lost my appetite. It was 18-day long, tight schedule. I lost my appetite. I felt my energy got drained out. I couldn't recover even after a week. So I called the secretary office in Seoul and asked for prayer of the shepherd. And my shepherd himself called me and prayed for me on April 16th, Saturday in the early morning, and Monday, April 18th. After praying, he said, "It's a blessing. You can do the work of God more greatly by receiving great power." As soon as I heard his voice, tears came out. I was so thankful. Amen. Amen. Thank you. While listening to his prayer, I was touched by his love. I couldn't eat for more than 2 weeks, though. So it was difficult for me to come to Korea by a long flight to attend the Feast of Spirit on April 28th. Because I sweated a lot. And you know, the inside the flight there is air conditioning. And I could catch cold easily, right? Because I sweat a lot. But during the flight, I didn't sweat, so I was able to came okay. But after, I mean, but I had faith by the prayer of the shepherd. I flew to Seoul and was able to see the shepherd on the day of the Feast of Spirit. The shepherd prayed for me with love once again. On that day, I could eat and began to recover very quickly. By the love of the shepherd, I could take rest for about a month. With more humble heart, I looked back on and prayed. I'd like to give thanks to the shepherd once again who prayed for me with love. Before I received the shepherd's prayer, my strength was gone from my body. I couldn't eat well. I couldn't even lift up my head. So I had to lean down or lie down all day long. I sweat a lot and I got fever. So I had to put blanket all over my body. As I delivered my testimony in October 2014, you know, I had a similar refinement in November 2013. But back then, I could kneel down and pray. But it was different this time. I couldn't kneel down. I couldn't lift up my hand. I couldn't pray. Dear my congregation, but all the problems can be solved if you meet the shepherd. Right after receiving pastor's shepherd's prayer on the Feast of Spirit, I could eat well and I got recovered strength little by little. You know, I was able to eat the dishes I couldn't eat before. And Mrs. Bong Lin Lin cooked beautiful and delicious dishes, and it gave me appetite, so I was able to recover better. Thank you. I would like to give thanks to you once again who prayed for me with love and took care of me. And I would like to give thanks to Pastor Su Jin Lee, Pastor Hee Sun Lee, and the head of the planning department, and all the members of overseas mission team, and all the people who took care of me. I would like to give thanks to you. And I would like to give thanks to all the congregation who prayed for me. Through this refinement, I had a moment of blessing to look back on myself. I learned a lot through these two refinements the Father God gave to me. Our shepherd also told us about how to keep the law of the flesh and justice of the flesh while living in this fleshly space. At the church leaders' conference, Father God gave me His word to me to realize and have wisdom. Even the shepherd followed the justice of Father God, and he understands Father God and followed the flow. So I think this word of God will give you grace as well. So I'll read it for you. I want you to be wise and pray before Father God with wisdom. You can breathe because your shepherd is holding you. Of course, you will take care of this duty. And as I call your soul, you will come. But you have to be with the shepherd until the Lord comes back while taking care of your duty. Then your body is not yours. Your body is mine, the Lord's and the shepherd's. Then you have to take care of it. And you have to take care of it preciously. But you forgot it. Even your shepherd lives in this space of the flesh. So, even though he is filling up the justice, he had to eat the stew while he had the stomach ache. when he had a problem with the stomach. He didn't say, since I had faith, I eat meat. Did he say that? He followed the law of Father God, understood the Father God's heart, and followed Father God. Didn't he ever say, I have faith, so I will believe that I will see. Did he say that? You saw how Father God worked as the shepherd, so, and your shepherd always give thanks. That's your shepherd. So just as your shepherd does everything by the grace of God and give thanks, you should do the same. Take care of what you have and believe that it is given by Father God and the shepherd and take care of it. Not only you, but workers in the church are also precious members that Father God gave to you, gave to the church. And they have to remember this, and then they will bear more perfect love and the abundant love of Father God. I want you to understand this and remember this. Dear congregation, Father God is love. In this end time, Father God wants us to remember and accomplish that love. And Father God wants us to bear more fruit and bring it to the shepherd and Father God. I wish we can do that. Dear congregation, it's not the word not only for me, but also for all of us. Our shepherd can do everything by faith, yet he follows the law of justice of the Father, understands the heart of the Father, and follows the flow. Likewise, with his unlimited love and sacrifice, our shepherd is filling up 99% of justice for us. Thanks to the shepherd, we can understand the word of Father God, even his revelation. We receive so much grace, we receive so much blessing. I'd like to give thanks to Pastor Heejin Lee, who delivered this God's revelation and helps us understand the word of God. I give tears of thanks to Father God, who gave us great understanding and allowed us the refinement of blessing. Father God gives us wisdom all the time in any situation. And Father God can bless us to recover our health even after a week, even in a week. But to refine us to make the best vessel, Father God allowed me the refinement of blessing. Through the lecture of Job delivered by our shepherd, we now understand the refinement of Father God and the blessing of Father God and his love. By the accusation of Satan, Job lost everything. But just as Father God said, Job was upright and he could pass the refinement well. But when he had the second refinement, he got boils all over his body. And he began to curse his birthday, and he started to argue with his three friends. And untruth in his heart came out. He judged his friends. He called himself righteous. And he said, Father God is bad God. Even though evil came out, he didn't realize his evilness. That's why Father God gave him second refinement to Job. So Father God appeared in the end, and he said to Job, who is this that darkness counsel by words without knowledge? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. And Job confessed. In Job 42 verses 5 and 6, I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I retract and I repent in dust and ashes. He completely repented of his sin. While arguing with his three friends, he was hurt in his heart. And he hurt hearts of his friends. But he didn't reveal his, he didn't discover his evil. But when God gave him word, he realized it and learned it and repented. And he became a man of spirit and whole spirit and received double blessing. Before the refinement, he had the knowledge. So he was honest and upright only by actions. But through the refinement, he could truly become spiritual child of God who followed the will of God. So it was, the refinement itself was a blessing to Job. Father God refined Abraham, David, Joseph, and fathers of faith to make them clean vessels. Like that, Father God refines us to make us cleaner, more beautiful vessel, to make us spiritual warriors. Father God sent us the shepherd in this end time, and he will conclude the human cultivation with the gospel of holiness and the power of creation. So we should quickly become spiritual warriors. Even though you have sin since you or on the refinement, it is a blessing. Hebrews 12:8 says, "But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, you are illegitimate children and not sons." So we should be thankful for the love of Father God who gave us chance to come back from sin and evil. I give prayer of thanks to Father God during the time of refinement. By the grace of Father God, by the love of the shepherd, I was able to come into whole spirit, but I had the trace of flesh, and I couldn't erase the trace of flesh by myself. So Father God allowed me the refinement. You know, it is the level where we have to erase the trace of flesh, right? I was blessed to come into whole spirit on August 1st, 2014, but in March 2016, when I received my measure of faith, I found that I was stagnant. Usually, my faith was increased by 5%, but for over 1 year, it didn't increase. I began to pray with tears to erase the traces of flesh that deeply remained in me. Father God of love gave me a word that I have to accomplish in the level of Holy Spirit during the 2014 leadership conference, but I couldn't understand it and I couldn't accomplish it. My son, to go into the deeper level of Holy Spirit, don't talk to your souls or pastors, "I did that, so you did that too." But show the love of the shepherd to them and embrace them and make them filled, make them happy, and testify to the love and heart of the shepherd, provide them the necessities, and help them. That's what the word of Father God. And I hung on to this word and looked back on myself. When pastors and missionaries made a mistake, I gave them the reprovement of love, and I thought I embraced them in my heart. But due to the trace of flesh in my heart, naturally, I reprimand them, reprove them. And I had a mind to accomplish the duty of Father God completely. I gave burden to the missionaries and other pastors in the church. So I was sorry. Even though I thought I have to embrace them more and lead them with love, but without knowledge, I gave the reprimand before love. So I repented of it with tears. Even though I prayed to resemble the gentleness of the shepherd and love of the shepherd, but I was even more fervent during this refinement period, and I was overflowing with thanks. Father, it was my arrogance for not embracing them more, for not being gentle. It was my arrogance. Please forgive me. I prayed like this. Whenever I thought of Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd, I was touched. I was filled with the Spirit. And I was full of thanks. I didn't serve my pastors and other missionaries well. So if you listen to this, please forgive me. I give thanks to the Father for sending the Shepherd who allowed me to understand the human cultivation of Father God and creation of Father, creation of human beings. From Genesis to Revelation, our Shepherd revealed all the secrets. And thank you for calling His Shepherd. Father God, please let me resemble the love and goodness and gentleness and virtue of the Shepherd, and then make our pastors and missionaries and congregation happier. Please let me testify to the love of the Shepherd. After I prayed like this, I took a rest for 3 weeks, and I could see the Shepherd healthily. On the day before his birthday, I received a measure of faith that grew 5%. I came into Holy Spirit by the grace of the Shepherd, but I've been stagnant for 1.5 years. But through this refinement, within 2 months, I was blessed to grow by 5%. And Father God blessed me more greatly in June. You know, they looked lovely. You know, I still have trace of flesh left. But while erasing that trace, I'm happy. And I give thanks to the Shepherd who gave me strength to erase this trace and to our Father God. I came into Holy Spirit by the grace of the Shepherd. And Father God blessed me more greatly in June so that I could bear a great fruit in the ministry in Africa. So I'll tell you how our Father God blessed me to bear fruit in Africa mission for a month in June after I was refined in the space of the love of the Shepherd. First, there are three testimonies, okay? So I hope you can share this grace with me. First, Bishop Nicholas, the president of Kakamega Pastors Association, led 70 pastors and bishops of independent churches in Kenya to Nairobi Manmin Church to become one with Manmin. And I'll tell you how it happened. They received grace from the message of our Shepherd. This independent denominations refer to the denominations set up by Kenyan people who are not influenced by any other denomination outside Kenya. So this independent denomination is all set up by Kenyan people. Bishop Nicholas visited Nairobi Manmin Church and asked me to lead the pastor seminar on April 5th. I told you earlier. And Bishop Nicholas prepared this seminar, and the 14 bishops from other denominations, and along with other pastors. It's not easy to invite those, 14 bishops. They are big denominations. So without the Bishop Nicholas, influence over those, bishops, it was impossible. So there were many bishops and pastors. After the seminar, I had a time to testify to the ministry of Manmin and the Shepherd to those bishops, even though I got fever and I got no energy. Because they were bishops, I could, treat them with honor, right? And I had to testify to the love of the Shepherd, even though it was a very hard day until the sunset, I will show you the pictures anyway. Bishop Nicholas attended the Bungoma MIS class on April 6th, and he was touched by the ministry of the shepherd and his word, and I was touched by it. He woke up by the ministry of the shepherd and his word, and for the vision of that of his denomination, you know, he said he would like to invite other bishops and pastors to Nairobi Manmin Church from more than 20 cities. Well, in fact, those bishops didn't allow, you know, pastors from Nairobi Manmin Church to come to their churches because it was interfered by the other Korean ministries. And, you know, I think they have a little bit of, you know, some uncomfortable feeling when Nairobi Manmin Church grew up well. But Bishop Nicola said, and he would like to invite all those bishops and pastors of those, you know, churches to Manmin Church. So as the original voice of the shepherd was given out, the new movement began. Father God worked through the original voice of the shepherd. I thought it was not easy in the beginning, but Bishop Nicholas met the members of independent denomination and introduced the ministry and the power of the shepherd. Some people misunderstood, but they found a vision. So, they decided to have a meeting in Nairobi Manmin Church in June 9th. So in the meeting, where 70 bishops and pastors gathered, I introduced the ministry and power of the shepherd, and I testified to my testimony, how I became a seminary in Africa, after I resigned the professorship in a university. I told them that our fight is not fight against our flesh and blood, but it is the fight against the evil spirit in the air, and we have to be armed with the word of Father God. Then we can save souls from the hand of the enemy devil and Satan. And I delivered the message about how to eat the lamb. Among those bishops and pastors, they had a big denomination, and they were very famous pastors. And that message touched their hearts. The vice president of independent denomination of Kenya held a doctoral degree, and he leads a big church in Nairobi. Bishop Nicholas, along with Bishop Nicholas, there was Dr. Nathan Gahara, who was the former mayor of city of Nairobi. He was touched by the message, and he greeted with other pastors, saying that we have to be armed with the word of Father God. Let's take a look at the screen. This is the seminar which was held in Butera. He is Bishop Nicholas. He came to that seminar.
Talking about the providence of God's creation.
This is Pastor Seminar in Bihiga. There's a Kaka Mega Pastor Seminar.
My name is Bishop Nicholas Olumasai from Kakamega fellowship center. Where we are, this is our church.
There are 14 bishops. And we took pictures. And he attended Bungoma MIS class. He is great.
Bishop.
이게 지금 나이준 맘님께서 케냐 독립교단에 지금
he led the seminar in MIS in Nairobi Mammin Church.
Mammin Church to help this federation.
And Bishop 임원들을 소개하고 있는.
He is introducing the staff of cabinet of the conference of the federation or the denomination.
Each one of them, they have followers behind and other churches behind them.
When I blessed me to meet man of God, Bishop Dr. Jae Rong-ni, who ministered in Uhuru Park 2001, after meeting him, I was surprised. How could he receive revelation from the Lord, taught the Lord God from the Genesis to the book perfectly? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12
to 18. Therefore,
wear the whole arm of God. How to wear the whole arm of God?
There are the bishops and pastors.
As he said,
he is the former mayor of the city of Nairobi.
As president of former mayors international, I'm really blessed.
After the meeting, Bishop Nicholas invited, Bishop Nicholas visited my office, and he said many bishops and pastors cleared the misunderstanding about Nairobi Mammin Church. They had a great, they misunderstood Nairobi Mammin Church. It was impossible for them to come to Nairobi Mammin Church, especially those bishops.
But
this is the year of the third stage takeoff, right? The original voice of the shepherd works, right? So impossible became possible. And he said, we'd like to learn the word of Dr. Gerald Lee. And he would like to guide those pastors to become one with Mammin. And he said, thank you, thank you, thank you, many times.
And
then, August the 2nd, before I came to summer retreat, Bishop Nicholas brought me documents which he signed to make his church a Mammin Brain Church. I was so delighted. There was a denomination in the city of Goma, became our denomination, right? So before I came to Korea, Bishop Nicholas signed a document to make his denomination our branch churches. 65 branch churches, all his under his control, become in the Mammin branch churches. And he would like to learn spiritual message of Dr. Gerald Lee and other 800, more than 800 pastors in his denomination could be led to become one with Mammin. He promised. It's not an easy job. It had never been happened before. I welcomed him and I prayed for him with all my heart. I think we have a picture of that. He signed documents and he brought it to me and I prayed for him. Bishop Nicholas had so heart of goodness, and he signed the documents and brought it to me. I was so blessed, thanks to the original voice of the shepherd. Since the original voice of the shepherd works, such bishop with a good heart received grace and make his church a branch church of Manmin, and God opened a way for him to bear fruit. I give thanks to love and prayer of the shepherd, and I believe that beautiful fruits will be born through that denomination, because it is the beginning. We will accomplish a lot, and we need your prayer. Second testimony. Pastor Jackton, the president of Gospel Evangelism Association in Hamishi, Kenya, and 10 other pastors and 3 elders attended Sunday worship service of Nairobi Manmin Church on June 19th. They all became branch churches of Manmin ministry. Pastor Jackton attended the 15th anniversary celebration service of Nairobi Manmin Church, and he received much grace there. Then, after that, he met pastors of Hamishi and introduced the shepherd's powerful ministry and the messages to them. The pastors and elders who heard him wanted to visit Nairobi Manmin Church, and they came by bus far away from 400 kilometers. And it was not a cheap fare, because it was about like 30,000 won. And it was not easy for them. But since they know the power and the ministry of the shepherd, they visited Nairobi Manmin Church. They came on Saturday, and they slept there, and they attended morning service and evening service, and they attended all meetings of the missions, and they received much grace, and they testified to their grace. And after their visit, they all said, "We are branch churches of Manmin." Let's take a look.
Would you please shake hands for him? What's the name? What's the name? Clear your hand, everybody. Makofi!
They are listening to my message. But they belong to their own denomination. So I advise like this. Why don't you become, you know, associating churches and receive the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and move the hearts of your, the bishops of your denomination? You know, why don't you invite them to, invite those bishops to MIS? Then when they decide to become Manmin branch church, then whole denomination will become our part of our denomination. And you can be, your church can become our branch churches. If I attended MIS and I heard the great secrets of Father God in MIS, you know, those bishops attended MIS, and thanks to that, you know, the message and MIS class, those bishops were touched and received grace. And you know, thanks to MIS class, you know, we can bear this much fruit nowadays. So why don't you become associated church first and move the hearts of bishops of your denomination and register as a branch church after that? Then you will become the joy to the shepherd and the Father God, and you will give great glory to Father God. Since the original voice of the shepherd is working, we can accomplish this much. Third, Bishop Kabutu in Goma, the eastern city of Congo, and other pastors with him, registered as the branch and associated churches of Manmin. Father God said in 2006 Congo Crusade He will make African mission strong. After Kinshasa, great crusade with the shepherd, Father God sent Elder Muhindo to Nairobi Manmin Church. He is from Congo, but he is running a business in the city of Nairobi. He loves Father God and the shepherd, and he devotes himself to Nairobi Manmin Church. Thanks to his devotion and prayer, the cities in Congo, Bukavu, Goma, Butembo, Beni, Bunia, pastors' seminar were held, and the power and the shepherd was testified. Thanks to these pastors, many branch churches were set up, and more than 1,000 pastors became Manmin members. When I testified to, when I delivered a message in August 2015, I told you that a pastor was driven out from a seminar while, you know, criticizing the ministry of the shepherd. His name was Absalom. And while delivering the message about heaven and Job, you know, he criticized the ministry of the shepherd. Then pastors in attending stood up and they said, we listened to the message of the shepherd and we received much grace. And you are teaching wrong about heaven and the message of Job. You are not a true pastor. So they denied the seminar. So even the organization of the seminar officially apologized for that. Likewise, pastors of the Eastern Congo loved the shepherd and became one with Nairobi Manmin Church of Manmin. And as you know, the governor Sebastian, who requested prayer to drive away Ebola virus, you know, and of course our shepherd and prayed and drive out the Ebola virus and gave great glory to God.
Well,
Elder Muhindo invited Bishop Kabutu to the 15th anniversary of Nairobi Manmin Church in November 2015. This Bishop Kabutu is a professor and a bishop of big denomination. He runs elementary, middle and high school, and university. He is the president of Church Pastors Association in the city of Goma. He is at the age of 70, and I am 71, and we are like, you know, friends. He called me brother, so we became big, good friends. And nowadays, Father God works so that, you know, I could have many friends in Africa around my same age, you know. You know, the prayer and the love of the shepherd works like this. And if you pray like that, I mean, if you also pray, then you can find your own friend too. Then you can invite those friends to this church, right? City of Goma is a hometown of Elder Muhindo. So anyway, Bishop Kabutu attended the anniversary, and he attended Friday service, a meeting with the pastors of Manmin, and he came to my office. He said he was touched by the ministry, the power of the shepherd through Manmin magazine, and he said he was touched by his message. Since he had a good heart, he took everything in goodness.
You know,
by just watching the power of the shepherd once, you know, since they have a heart of goodness, they can accept it well. He said he will be a part of Manmin and asked me to open MIS in Goma as well. So he invited me as a speaker in pastor seminar in June. He asked me about, he asked me to explain about MIS operation. So I led pastor seminar in Goma on June 23rd. And Bishop Kabutu listened to the message about the providence of creation and human cultivation, and Along with him, many pastors, around 300, repented a lot. And on 24th, in the church where Bishop Kubutu is ministering, 150 pastors gathered and I preached a message on how to eat little lamb. After the message, from the altar, Bishop Kubutu said, I will become student of MIS first. This bishop declared that he would like to become the student of MIS first. So all the pastors decided to become students of MIS. So in this way, MIS opened in Goma, and we decided to open MIS in every city and give lectures traveling around, just like I did in Kenya. On Saturday, Bishop Kubutu, other pastors, elders, and church leaders registered as a branch church of Manmin. After discussing it together, after morning service on Sunday, in the afternoon, they registered as branch churches of Manmin. He called me and let me know like this. And he got the agreement of his congregation, and he let his congregation listen to my message. I had a happy time testifying to the love and power and ministry of the shepherd. We had a good lunch with them. After lunch, other pastors and elders gathered together, and Bishop Kubutu read the document and assigned the document to become branch churches. His church is Bethsaida Church. He showed me the classes of elementary school and middle school, and I signed the document, co-signed, and decided to call his church Bethsaida Manmin Church. And he became representative of the Manmin Church in Goma City and state of Kibu. This is the last year's anniversary. He's the one. That's the airport of Goma. Many people welcomed me. That's Dr. Kubutu's home.
After meeting my bishop, Seoul, Korea, founder of Manmin Church, I can be blessed.
That's the first day of a pastor seminar.
After meeting, I gave up my job profession in Korea. Our Lord give you give me. Boom, ada buka, pian.
The business of Elder Muhindo is getting prosperous. That's his church. It's a big church.
By the grace of Jesus Christ, we can be brothers and sisters in the Lord. I confess before you, before the Lord, without meeting him, without learning from him.
목사님을
증거하는
거죠, 사진을
보여주세요. I'm testifying to the shepherd.
And the deal, Jesus Christ.
Sasa nataka nijue kwa Bible College. We know about.
Yeah, I am the first one이라 그러잖아요. 제가 제일 먼저. 그리고 100kg가 넘는 만민 중의 목사님과
and more than 100 in the churches attended.
찾아오셨습니다. 그리고 토요일 날 저녁에
and on Saturday, you know, they visited the hotel.
오늘은 주일 예배입니다.
That's the Sunday service.
뭐나 맡아리자 구베바 인지리. 뭔가 소리. 아멘. 바로 어떻게 룽고
They are the representing pastors of the pastors representing other cities. In the afternoon, that's the ceremony of signing document to become branch churches.
Humbly, he wants to learn more and to be powerful spiritually, how to help the pastor. That I want to help you. So that I agree.
님의 구발.
So sign.
여기까지 있니?
So this agreement.
두명 agree 한번 싸워.
Sign in the document. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.
From July 12th, Bishop Kabutu let his grand churches and associated churches know that he became Manmin. Then through the agreement with other branch churches and associated churches, they also became Manmin branch churches. And they also decided to students of Bethsaida Manmin, Bethsaida MIS.
가입한 교회의 총수는
There are 561 churches.
또한,
As I said earlier, pastors who were students of 9 MIS registered to be Manmin as well. They are 288 branch churches and associated churches.
이것은 일찍 제가 보고를 드리려고 했는데
I should have told you earlier but
목사님들이 대개가
561 pastors of the churches
분들도 있고 이제 늦게 가입한 분들을 제가 목자님께 500명을 채워서 보고하려고 기다렸던 거예요.
I was waiting until they become 500. But you know as Goma branch churches in the register and all of them
고마와
Goma, Uganda, Kenya, all together, 849 branch churches became our Manmin branch churches. For your reference, the 65 branch churches of Bishop Nicholas are excluded because the documents have not been officially prepared yet. So they are not included. So as soon as it's done, I'll report it to the shepherd. Our missionaries, along with me, give thanks to the devotion and tears and love of the shepherd. Recently, by the original voice of the shepherd, Father God is sending his prepared members to Nairobi Manmin Church. One of them was the professor of Moi College. He is taking care of the, he is the member of the cabinet of Kenya. He received grace through in the handkerchief prayer meeting led by Pastor Ernest. He was able to see well. He had pain in his leg, but the pain was gone, and he testified to his healing. And then he attended Nairobi Manmin Church retreat, and he received grace again. And he said he's never seen a church in Africa like Nairobi Manmin Church. He understands the message well. And he said, now I am a Manmin member. On June 19th.
Patrick Ralph Kenya.
Yes.
Mimi natoka Maseno. Kubwa kama sasa, oh. Lakini unaona sasa naweza kuzungumza, mnaweza kunisikia huko. Sikuweza kuona vizuri.
Sime. Sikia vizuri, sime.
Sasa, eh? Unaona?
Yeah.
Na hata hii futa ambayo inakaa chini. Power ya Jesus. The power of Jesus is here, is moving. I praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
다른 한 분은 2개월 전에 등록하신 분인데요.
The other one is the one, Mr. Fred Maingi. He is the reporter of newspaper Nation. It's the most famous newspaper in Kenya. He received grace during the service in Nairobi Manmin Church. But since he was a busy reporter, he couldn't keep the Sunday holy all the time, every time. But he said, after receiving the grace, you know, he would like to show the people, the readers of the newspaper about Nairobi Manmin Church. And I give thanks to the Father God who blessed us to introduce the ministry of the power, ministry and power of the shepherd in Kenya in Africa through Nation newspaper. There are so many new, you know, pictures and video clips. And I think in August, there was 19 police officers, and they said and they would like to evangelize people in Nairobi Manmin Church. And you know, there are secret marshal who is the member of Nairobi Manmin Church. And he preached the gospel to many police officers. So they came to Nairobi Manmin Church during their vacation. And we provided them with accommodation and food. And, you know, we'll let you know more about them. Let me conclude this message. Well, I'd like to introduce something before then. Nairobi Manmin Church is the mission center. We have to bear a lot of fruits. So we need your prayer. We have to take care of and help 55 denominations of Africa. So Manmin Magazine, and those who are talented in praising and video editing and other fields, please open your heart, since it's end time, and to be used for Father God's kingdom. Please help Nairobi Mormon Church as a missionary. It is. It's so much joy to do a missionary job in Africa. Before, I was very strict, but I'm not anymore. And I will serve you well with love. You know, I like, you know, work to be done perfectly before, but, you know, missionaries had a hard time, but they became very powerful pastors and missionaries. But now, since I studied alone and I grew up alone, I was like, became like that. But thanks to the love of the shepherd, I changed and became, you know, very, you know, gentle and soft. And I'm so thankful for that. So those, please forgive me if I gave you a hard time when you were with me. But if you come to Africa, and I would like you to be a part of my mission work in Africa, and please have a vision in Africa mission. I would like to invite you, okay? Let me conclude this message. Our Lord said in John 15, verse 16, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you." The Lord said, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you." Our Lord called 12 disciples. We didn't receive salvation because we sought God first. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Father God gave us this grace. The Lord chose disciples because the Lord wants them to bear fruit. And that's why he said, "Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you." Fruit is the fruit as we change ourselves. The one who doesn't love become the one who can love. The one who doesn't understand others now change to become one who can understand others. When we ask in the name of the Lord, we can receive answer. Think of this word. I received grace of salvation for Father God. And it is a blessing. But on top of that, I was called to this church and met the shepherd of my life. And now, I thought of you. You and I was led to this church, met the shepherd, and grew up well, just like disciples of the Lord. And we are bearing fruit. Thanks to love and devotion of the shepherd, we can receive answer and blessing from Father God. We enjoy many things in the space of the shepherd. More than that, we receive blessing of coming to New Jerusalem. And we are advancing into the place between the first and second floor of the shepherd's castle. How blessed we are. We are called as Mammin members. The church leads Mammin, all peoples, to salvation, the world ministry, and construction of Grand Sanctuary. We are so blessed. Just as the Lord called his disciples, Father God sought our heart and called us. He believes that we will change and become the members of sanctification. We have to help the shepherd to accomplish world mission and get Grand Sanctuary. In his providence, and believing in this providence, our shepherd prayed and has done his ministry by faith. And Father God refined us to make us vessel to receive blessing. We are the members of this blessed church. You can have pride for being a member of the shepherd. We have to run vigorously for this third stage of takeoff. I'm so thankful as I think of the missionaries in the past. Disciples of the Lord were persecuted and they died martyrdom. But in this era of the Holy Spirit, we are welcome and loved wherever we go in the name of Mammin. Why? Why is that? Because they heard and witnessed the power of the shepherd. So, when we introduce the power of the shepherd and share the message of the shepherd, they open their hearts. Why? Because the original voice of the shepherd is working. Of course, there were many interferences. But just as the shepherd overcame them with love and goodness, the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot interfere. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2 says, "And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing." Just like the Lord did, our shepherd guarantees our mission works in the space of the shepherd as his original voice working. Since there is the word of life and the handkerchief of power, we can courageously preach. Our Lord said in John 15, verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Our Father God guarantees our shepherd with his great power. And our shepherd depends only on Father God and trusts him. And through obedience, he bear much fruit. And we can do the same. In summer retreat, we became one with the shepherd in great explosion. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God and to our shepherd. In this end time, as a member of Mammin Church, which is in the providence of Father God, there are so many works we should do. Just like the shepherd said, we have to go out to the world with the handkerchief of power. Those who receive strength and power as entering spirit and all spirit, pastors and workers, they are not the ones. 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware." But even though we are not gold vessels, we should become clean vessels. We have to clean ourselves. Father God, let us understand the message of depths of Father God's love and of the shepherd. We were not perfectly united with the shepherd yet. That's why. So we have to clean ourselves, even though we are not gold vessels. As we obey the word and prepare our vessel, that we can be preciously used. As we are faithful to our given duty, that we can change to be acknowledged by Father God. All nations, all peoples that should be led to salvation through Mammin ministry are not only referring to people of Africa, Europe and America. That includes not only you, but also your family, your relatives, your co-workers, and your business, or at your work. Your brothers and sisters, to become clean, to have the conditions of the Spirit, we have to do our best to fill up the rest 1% of justice. We have to change ourselves by the word of God and bear fruit. Preach the gospel to our family, evangelize the family, and bring revival to mission, our area and family, and bear fruit. I pray in the name of the Lord, you may cleanse yourself with the water of Father God and become fruit and bring abundant love and goodness to other people around you. Let's think over the message and pray together.
자기를 우리 누구든 자기를 깨끗하게 하면은 귀수는 그릇이 되어 모든 선한 일에 예비함이 되고 된다고 말씀하셨습니다. 우리가 주님을 택한 것이 아니오 아버지께 우리를 택하여 세웠다고 말씀하시며 가서 열매를 맺고 항상 열매를 맺으며 더 많은 열매를 맺기를 원하신 아버지의 마음 따라서 이 땅에 보내신 목자님의 사랑에 감사하며 말씀과 기도로 온 저희들 이제 쓰임받기 원합니다. 변화되기 원합니다. 깨끗한 그릇되기 원합니다. 도와주시옵소서. 아버지 도와주시고 인도하여서 저희들을 그릇되게 쓰임받는 만민의 아들 딸로 인도해 주옵소서. 우리 주 예수 그리스도로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
당회장님의
Let's receive senior pastors. Prayer for the sick. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites, on the internet, and on GCN in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. And the servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.